turning up the heat during this first 10 days or so of May, as we have average temperatures today and tomorrow will be near where our averages are for the hottest time of the summer. The good news is this is not long lasting. We can see light at the end of the tunnel. This is not a true heat wave by definition. In other words, it's only lasting 48 hours. Dare I say only, but still it's significant, but it could be worse and it will be worse, right? It'll be longer as we get deeper into the summer, but it's hot, no doubt about it. We actually hit 93 yesterday officially at the International Airport. That made it the hottest of the year so far. Our first alert forecast is 95 today. That would be just short of the record of 96 set in 1959. We only dropped to the low 70s tonight, unseasonably warm for nighttime temperatures, and then tomorrow right back up into the mid-90s, near the record high of 96 set back in 1962. But the good news is there's a cold front on the move, and it arrives Friday and Friday night. In fact, it's really good news in that, first of all, it offers us a shot at least some rain. Number two, it's cooler, and then it clears out quickly enough to give us a nice weekend. I mean, that's a threefer right there. So on Friday, and by the way, this is the same front that's been producing severe weather the last couple of days, the devastating tornadoes in northeastern Oklahoma on Monday night, significant, the big tornadoes in parts of Indiana and Michigan late yesterday and last evening, in fact, even in the Cincinnati area, down into parts of Kentucky. Well, that front will settle into our area Friday. Well, it doesn't look as powerful at that point. There still could be some heavy downpours and a couple of strong storms. It does not look like widespread, significant rainfall for Friday and Friday evening, but a few lucky neighbors may manage a half inch to an inch. Other areas will likely see quite a bit less, but it's at least something for some spots, and more importantly, the cooler air then that will follow over the weekend. We'll still manage to get into the upper 80s for Friday, and then any lingering showers will end Friday night, and then that sets us up for just a gorgeous Saturday. Much lower humidity will clear out. There'll be a nice refreshing breeze, and high temperatures will be in the low 80s. Heck, that'll feel almost cold compared to the next couple of days. And then down into the 50s inland Saturday night. And then Sunday will be another very comfortable day in the low 80s, with starting out with lots of sun, ending with some cloud cover, but a nice overall Mother's Day the way it looks. And I've taken out for right now at least the isolated showers for Sunday and moved those into Sunday night, mainly after dark. So we should be in good shape on Sunday. But that cloud cover will be in advance of the next storm system early next week, and a first alert on what looks to be, at least on and off, a wet week next week, which obviously is not bad news. So we'll see how that all plays out. But the potential is there for some significant rainfall on a more widespread scale as we get into next week and probably even the week beyond. So that would be some good news after the last 4 weeks now have been about an inch and a half below average on rainfall for Jacksonville and Duval County. And realize, while that may not sound like a whole lot this time of year, when you turn a little bit dry, things dry out in really fast. And especially after the wet winter and early spring, our yards are feeling it. So there is some good news on the horizon. We just got to get there first. In the Burris blog, I've posted some hurricane preparedness information, because this week is Hurricane Preparedness Week. So always good to get things, start thinking about the season ahead, right? And preparation is the key. We talk about it all the time. So I've got information on that in the Burris blog at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com. It always lives on our First Alert Weather page, the Hurricane Center page, First Alert Hurricane Center page, and on our First Alert Weather app as well, and WOKV. Same story there, too. That's going to be here before we know it, folks. 3 weeks away from about this, from June 1st, the start, official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. With all your weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.